Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring in the main man himself, the Hall of Famer, after another season sweep of the Giants. 37-18 Cowboys win. Jerry Jones joining us, brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas with Sean and RJ. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, I feel great. I'm still in New York. And as a matter of fact, I'm in this hotel. Of course, everything is closed in here, but they've given me this room to make this call from so that I can be on this show with you guys.
Oh.
But it's one of the most famous places in New York. It's called the Old King Cole Bar. And I mean, it is well known. And so I'm sitting here. I've been here in the early hours before, but not necessarily here having breakfast and a cup of coffee talking to you guys.
Are you in a good enough mood to maybe have, you know, maybe a Bloody Mary, a mimosa with that bar in front of you?
I'm in that good a mood, but I'm going to stay on this cafe.
I'm looking at pictures of this place. This place looks fantastic.
Have you never been there?
I've never been there, no.
It is fantastic. It's really one of the renowned spots, and it's in the St. Regis Hotel, and it's a beautiful room and a lot of great memories that I've had over the last umpteen years in here and with great friends and great conversation.
Jerry, were you getting some New York flashbacks to the Jets game when you guys were down 12-3 before the end of that half when you guys really turned the momentum and then took over in the second half? But were you getting some Jets flashbacks there in New York?
Absolutely. The first play right off the bat with our interception, and then just kept shooting ourselves in the foot. And it looked like that we were going through a run of about as extended self-imposed period of time to try to get the ball in the end zone. We just couldn't get it there. Even got our touchdown call back. But I was booed, frankly, though, the whole time that we were having trouble offensively. I was booed by what we were doing defensively. Now, that had me excited, the way we were basically able to contain them early.
Yeah, Jerry, we wrote down in our notes, how about Jalen Smith? How about Sean Lee? Xavier Woods showed us the guy he was in training camp. And then the debut of Michael Bennett. What were some of the performances that stood out to you?
Yeah, I thought Lawrence also.
Yeah.
You can't talk about those guys without talking about his inspired play. But now those guys are feeding off of each other. Frankly, I think it was a first to see that energy transfer between those down linemen in there. And I think Bennett certainly was a big factor there, but I think he got inspired by the fact you've got guys like Robert Quinn and Lawrence, and then, of course, we can't leave Collins out. He played a really good game, too. I'm anxious to watch his tape because those guys really played good. And, of course, then Sean Lee stepped out there. And, you know, our coaches have really never really wavered about just where Sean Lee stacks up in our linebacking core. He is the guy that has just an uncanny and unbelievable ability to make plays, make them happen. And when he arrives with a lot of velocity every time. He does get there. He's with the receivers, or he's sniffing out that ball carry. So it was great to see him have that night. Great to see Whitten have his night. Wasn't that an unbelievable night of those two veterans?
Yes. Glad you got him back out of the broadcast booth.
Well, we've met a lot of his friends that worked with him last year there. Of course, Monday Night Football and Booger and all of them. And they miss him. And they immediately got the drift of what kind of what kind of man he was. So they it was good to be with all that crew.
So speaking of Monday night, Jerry, and forgive me if you've been asked about this. I hadn't heard it, but you're a big fan of media. You impact the NFL Network. You're all over it. What did you think of the mic'd up incident? Jalen wore it last night, but Dak was like, I think it was unfair to Sam Darnold, and Witten was like, I'm not going to wear it anymore. What's your take on all that and the access that we get?
The Cowboys were the first. I was the first ever to put a camera in the draft room with ESPN. And that was almost 30 years ago. And totally based upon trust that you have with those guys of doing the right thing, not only the right thing by the person saying it, but the right thing by the person that you're talking about. They have passed that test thousands and thousands and thousands of times with individuals and with clubs. And I know where the heart is. I know where the intent is with the network. I'm chairman of the network, the NFL Network. I know where the intent is, and that is to protect the players and protect you, if you will, from yourself. Lord knows no one needs it more than me. if I happen to be being Mike. But the whole point is I believe in the integrity of our media relative to that point, which is, okay, we'll work with it. We'll make this better for our fans through you, the media, but I've got to trust you. And of the overwhelming amount of time and incidents that I've been a part of were really held high by the standard was held high by the media.
Jerry Jones, the Hall of Famer, coming off the 37-18 win every single week with Sean and RJ on the Fan. All right, we know the real turning point now. The cat that took over. Have you acquired the rights to the cat? Will the cat be there for Cowboy games moving forward? And what's the marketing strategy with the cat as well, Jerry, to keep the winning going?
I've had that cat in a big dark space in that stadium maybe ever since Jimmy Hoffa was buried ostensibly at the end. Well, that was the old stadium. But I've had that cat back in the deep, dark spots of that stadium for years, just waiting for him to come out. And when I saw it going so seemingly uphill for us, I told Rosie to go down and unchain him and get him out on the field. So Rosie was scared of him, too. You know, he was such a wicked-looking cat. I caught him glaring at me, and I turned away, and I was a half a football field away. That was a scary cat.
Can he get into the suite for Sunday night against the Vikings? Is the Cowboys' good luck charm?
Hey, somebody else is going to have to handle that cat because he looks dangerous to me.
Now, you called everyone out last night for not going towards him, and now you don't want to go near him.
Hey, and when someone even looked like they might, I kind of cringed, too. I said, don't touch that cat.
Yeah, no worries, Ben.
That dude is mad.
He's a big boy, too.
Yeah, right. Jerry Jones joined us here on 105 through the Fan. 10 penalties over 100 yards. Bill Parcells used to say he doesn't coach penalties. Are you concerned with the amount of penalties this team is committing this year?
I am. And I know how concerned Jason is and how concerned our coaches are. That was classic last night. Our mistakes really got us in a bind because we were imposing our will physically early offensively with Zeke, and the blocking was as good as I've ever seen it for a running game. And when you have that kind of control of the line of scrimmage, we should have had points on the board. But those various setbacks that I call them, which are as real as if they were imposing their will on you. And then you take that turnover aspect of the thing, and that's how you get in a lot of trouble in a game that by really what's lined up out there, you ought to win it. But now, by the way, that's a big statement in the NFL to say you ought to win it. Because all you've got to do, they ain't got their turnovers later. Had they not gotten their turnovers, it would have been a different story.
How do you view it? Do you view it as it is on, like, the coach should coach the penalties? Or is that on the players?
Oh, I think it's everybody's responsibility. You've got to, we talk about, practice, habit, repetition. That'll take care. But I think you've got to think about all this when you go up there, and you've got to recognize the moment. And these guys do that. They can that. I want to be real reluctant here to make an arm-waving comment here. But certainly a part of keeping a drive alive is to not make those mistakes. Number one thing at the top of the list is don't have those kinds of penalties. But, again, we not only had those mistakes, but we were also having some turnovers that just happened. Helmet hit that ball, it gets knocked out the way it did there with Cobb. And so all of those things, you start adding them up, and you can lose one you weren't supposed to lose.
Jerry Jones right here on The Fan. You mentioned self-impose. Our view on you guys, Jerry, is good team, great talent, could be a great team, but, getting in your own way with those slow starts, how does that change? Is it just an impossible question to answer? Things just have to line up? Or at some point do you say, maybe we're not a great team if it keeps happening to us? How do you solve the shooting yourself in the foot thing?
Okay, I first of all look at what's possible, realistically possible. But you can change and for the positive effort. You can't change the underlying talent or the underlying speed, but you can change effort. And you can also change concentration. And that's very doable. You can do it from one week to the next. But it takes a lot of just sheer focus. And I'll assure you that every individual out there, certainly as a position group, they're going to be working on focus, because everybody on this team knows that we've got a good team. And we've got a chance to really be right there competing with the very best as we get down the end of this thing. And a real good chance. But we won't have a chance if we continue to make these mistakes.
Jerry, what'd you think of how chippy things got, in the second half? Some fights breaking out. Things got a little bit testy down there.
I think a little bit of that is concentration. That's easy to do now. This is a very physical game out there, and man, every time a play's run, you can have attitude everywhere, and you want attitude everywhere. But then you've got to grab a hold of yourself and be smart, and that's going to be the mantra. That will be our mantra, and we've got some good examples there of how, in the right circumstances, a chippy attitude and a reaction to it. These guys are not deliberately trying to do this. They're trying to be very aggressive out there, and they're trying to stand their ground. As a matter of fact, I kind of, frankly, like to see them defend each other out there when someone has made a physically aggressive, threatening play, like we saw at the end of the game, and a couple of our guys came to defend the player that is the infraction was on. So anyway, the point is, it's a fine line in there, but these guys are pros and they know where to go.
So, Jerry, in the midst of all the flags, Troy Aikman tweeted out, "Our league has a lot to address this offseason as consumer confidence continues to wane." Now, I know how much you follow the ratings, and the ratings are sky high. What do you think about Troy's statement that consumer confidence is waning with some of the officiating issues?
Well, I really have a lot of respect for Troy. I really do, and obviously he's a great football player, and personally, you couldn't have higher caliber character, and so I do respect his opinion on that, and he's one of the voices that we should listen to, and It's always a fine line. Officiating has been a part of this thing. The 30 years that I've been involved with the Cowboys, officiating has always been a part of the game. But I am buoyed by the fact that our ratings are off the charts. And it's an unbelievable thing because they're off the charts when eyeballs on television have actually had have been less. But the NFL rankings as a percentage have increased. And this over the years has just made a dramatic value out of what NFL games do to fan interest. And so all of that's good stuff. The very controversy itself sometimes breeds interest. But that still doesn't mean the controversy doesn't need warranted, need attention and adjusted on. And I think that is fair to say that, as always, but maybe more now so than ever, we need to look at the numbers of penalties or things that do cause penalties.
Jerry, Michael Bennett is the shiny new acquisition. He's made some plays. You know, he did some good last night. We haven't heard from him, though. Is that planned to have him not speak?
No. No. Of course, Michael is, frankly, one of the real personalities, I think, of sports, period. And you can be that when you're as accomplished as he is. And you saw it last night, but, boy, he is, and all of the Aggie fans know that what a player he is. Well, he was quite an addition there last night. And so that gives you credibility when you can have that kind of stature. And so he's very, very spoken, has certain things that mean a lot to him. Martellus was a player that I really enjoyed working with when he was with the Cowboys. We drafted him in the second round. So those guys are cut from really similar cloth, and they're very smart, very imaginative. But, boy, do they take it out and compete on the football field. So I'm really proud to have him.
Jerry, The Athletic has a report out that the owners are concerned about the Chargers situation in Los Angeles and that London's a viable option. Is London a viable option for the Chargers? Is, you know, staying in L.A. something that's really, really possible?
No, I don't. You asked me the question, is it a viable option? And no. The Chargers are committed to their future in Los Angeles. They're going to be in a fabulous stadium. They're a great franchise. I've got my own story about the Chargers back when I was just dreaming of wanting to be involved with them. And one of my greatest teammates at Arkansas and one of the greatest players of all time, Lance Allworth, was a Charger. And I'm just going into what the Chargers mean to me so that they're out there. They're had a great game against the Packers last week, and they're going to be a big part of the Los Angeles sports scene.
All right, Jerry, before we let you go, Jerry Jones on The Fan, we saw Michael Irvin sitting with you last night. What is it like to watch a game with Michael? We know that he discovered Dak, in the rookie season, but are there Jerry Jones rules to watching a Cowboy game? Can you not yell? Can you not get loud? Have you ever tossed someone out of there? What are the Jerry Jones watching rules, and what's it like with Mike?
Hey, let me say this. Watching the game with Mike is not far from having been involved with him as a player. He is passionate. He creates energy wherever he goes. He brought that kind of passion to his football teams as a player, and he does it to his friends and wherever he is. Now, he had been in London doing the game for the network, and then, of course, came back through, and I was made the plan for him to sit with us at that time. So I was glad to be there. Well, when he came in a little late. And he said, I thought I was walking into a funeral parlor. Said, I've never seen anything just as quiet. And so I kidded him back and said, well, you were walking a little soft shoe, too. I didn't see you coming in here really revving it up either. We all got a little excited when the worm turned and the cat hit the field.
Well, we'll see the cat. Oh, yeah, the last thing the fan text is saying. Tell Jerry good luck. And what will it take to keep you away from Arkansas this weekend? Your grandson with his very first start. Going to be more nervous for that with John Stephen or last night?
Oh, I'll tell you, I'm so proud of him. And so that answers it right there. He got some really good snaps against Alabama, number one team in the nation, and he came back last week and got him a touchdown and for him to get to start. Now, get to start at quarterback in the SEC, you can have no one on this planet that appreciates that long journey and the ups and downs it takes to get there than old Papa. And so I'm really proud of him, and I'm going to be there to watch his first warm-up throw.
Jerry Jones stepping out of meetings in New York, drinking on that coffee right here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you for giving us such gold, Jerry. Congrats on the win. We'll do it next week.
You bet, guys.
There he is. You too. Jerry Jones brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.